Fidel Castro's influencer grandson Sandro negotiates with Trump in bizarre comedy sketch. By Christian K. Caruso on March 16, 2026. Sandro Castro, grandson of late Cuban communist dictator Fidel Castro, published a comedy sketch over the weekend in which a man impersonating President Donald Trump tells Castro he chose him to reach a deal to buy Cuba. Sandro, one of Fidel Castro's several grandsons, is known for maintaining a years-long social media presence on Instagram where he showcases his lavish lifestyle that highly contrasts with the abject misery and hunger that his family's communist regime has forced Cubans to endure for nearly seven decades. A significant amount of his content is centered on the promotion of Cristal beer, a once world-renowned Cuban beer that the ruling communists seized decades ago, turning it into one of the worst-valued beers in the world through communist mismanagement. Over the past weeks, Castro has published content apparently critical of the Cuban regime and the dramatically worsening situation in Cuba under communism. In early February, he published a sketch in which he claimed that he would like to drink a Cuba Libre instead of Cristal beer. On Saturday, Castro published the first episode of Rompiendo Breaking, a presumptively multi-part series whose first chapter he titled Trump Wants to Buy Cuba. He published the video a day after the Cuban regime's figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel admitted that the ruling communists have engaged with talks with the administration of President Donald Trump, a revelation that confirmed weeks of widespread speculation and which appear to have emboldened ongoing daily anti-communist protests in the island nation. The video begins with an unnamed man impersonating President Trump arriving at Castro's home accompanied by two bodyguards. The independent outlet CyberCuba identified the man portraying Trump as Roberto Ferrante, an Italian music producer known for his deep ties to the Cuban communist regime. The Trump impersonator tells Castro in what appears to be an attempt at an American accent, "So, we're calling everyone here, one after another, and no one is answering. By telephone, nothing, the phone always busy. What's going on?" A yawning Castro responds by telling him to relax, because fortunately, we're not in Alhuma, a Cuban slang term for the United States. Here the signal is like the chicken, keeps coming and never arrives. There's no phone line here, it doesn't exist, Castro tells Trump. The Trump impersonator tells Castro that he looks very similar to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Castro, referring to Rubio as Merquita, my little cousin, asks the impersonator if he left Rubio in Alhuma, to which he responds he's very busy, he's very busy. Rubio is 21 years older than Sandro Castro. After being invited in by Castro, the Trump impersonator says, anyway, I want you. I've decided that you're the person I want to make the deal with. Do you know why I came all the way here? Because you're a showman, just like me. You're a businessman, just like me. So let's do business. I want to buy Cuba, the Trump impersonator says, eliciting a shocked response from Castro, who says buy what? That's crazy, calm down. Watch the video here. I want to build a billionaire's resort right there on the Malecón. A mansion for all the world's elite, the Trump impersonator tells Castro, who responds, it's obvious, just calm down. Besides, I have a friend who's really tough, his name is Ferrante, and he's just as rich as you are. Ferrante, portraying Trump, dismisses at Castro's assertion about himself and says that he is talking about the super billionaire, the 50 richest in the world. Each one of them finds a Cuban province. Come on, let's go. But this is just a normal house. Where's your mansion? Where's Mercedes? Ferrante, impersonating Trump, asks Castro, an apparent reference to a video published by Castro in 2021 in which he drove a luxury Mercedes-Benz vehicle around Cuba. What are you talking about? The Mercedes doesn't exist. What I have is something you've probably never even seen. A tricycle, Poppy, Castro answers. The video concludes with Castro and Trump hopping on a Chinese electric tricycle, which Castro refers to as the beast of the Cuban highway, Poppy. Castro drives Trump and his two bodyguards through a runway Cuban road before the video ends with A to be continued. CyberCuba reported on Friday that anonymous sources had witnessed Castro and Ferrante, dressed like Trump, in Havana. The sources shared photos of Castro and the Trump impersonator while the footage for the video was being recorded. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.